Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Lou Dobbs with the Great America Show Midday Update for Saturday, April 13th. President Trump calls the FISA bill terrible. Speaker Mike Johnson went to Mar-a-Lago to explain his actions to President Trump. The speaker going to the woodshed, if you will. The speaker voted in support of the FISA reauthorization bill, which means it passed, giving the FBI and intel agencies license to spy on all Americans without a warrant. President Trump called on Congress to kill that bill and to protect, not shred, the Constitution. Mike Johnson didn't listen. As far as I'm concerned, Johnson and the 86 Republicans who voted for that bill are no better than traitors. They trampled the Constitution and the rights of American citizens to both their privacy and due process of law. After that meeting at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump called for a united party, but still insisted the FISA bill Johnson just passed is, quote, terrible. Goofball Marxist mayor bankrupting New York City with help from the city council. The Marxist New York City Council opening its meeting by praising Allah, calling him the supreme lord of the world, and New York City has almost 1.5 million Muslims and is a crime-ridden cesspool. Street violence is out of control, taxes are the highest in the country, and only federal taxpayer dollars are keeping the city afloat. Between praying to Allah, bringing in hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, and rampant crime, the city is in outright crisis, and that's left a record number of office buildings empty. The vacancy rate in New York has worsened over the past year. Almost 20% of the city offices are now vacant, 18.1% in the first quarter of this year. At this rate, New York City will be going bankrupt. Now it's just a question of when. Check out the Great America Show podcast episodes. This is Lou Dobbs with the Great America Midday Update.